I want to talk today, by faith, march into the promises of God. Joshua 6, beginning with verse 2. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I've given you Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This shall be six done and shall do in 6 days. And the seventh priest shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people will shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him." Here we see that God's given directions for Joshua and the Israelites to march by faith around the city of Jericho. 6 days they're to march one time. The seventh day they're to march seven times around that city and lift their voice and shout. And God gave them the city. Further on in this chapter, you can read about it, how they did it. This story should be a great inspiration for us today. This story should encourage us to join those of old who march by faith into the promises of God and begin to possess the promises that of God that belong to them. I want to exhort you today to exercise your faith in the promises. I want to urge you to move forward with the word of God and believe the word and speak the word out of your mouth. Boldly declare that you believe what God said in this holy word. Dare to speak the word of God into every impossible situation. Follow the examples of the saints of old who believed what God told them and spoke what God said. Now, let me tell you this before we go too far. There's a great time to learn and to be taught the principles of faith. But there comes a time when you need to act on the principles of faith that you've learned. There's a time to stir yourself up in faith. There's a time to exercise your faith muscles, so to speak, and begin to put the principles to work for you in your life. I want to stir you up this morning until you get up and begin to march by faith into every promise that God said belongs to you. I want to encourage you to join those of old who have marched by faith into the promises of God. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it, by it the elders obtained a good testimony." Let me tell you what, those saints of old marched by faith, obeying God and receiving the promises that God said belongs to them. Abel gave an offering by faith. Enoch pleased God by faith. Noah obeyed God by faith. Abraham left the country and his family by faith to go where God told him to go. Sarah retrieved sink to bear a child in her old age. Moses forsook the riches of Egypt by faith and led Israel to the promised land. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau by faith. Jacob worshiped God by faith. Joseph instructed to take his bones and bury them by faith in the promised land. Man, in addition to all of this, there are the others who marched triumphantly by faith and reached and received the promises of God. Hebrews 11:32 says, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection." That's saying that they refuse to accept deliverance, knowing that there was a resurrection if they held on to the end. You know, I hear a sound What is that sound I hear? I hear the sound of marching feet as they're marching by faith to the promises of God. It's a sound of those that are pleasing God as underneath their feet, you hear the crunching of every obstacle and every power that would come against them. It's the sound of those obeying God, marching into the promises of God. It's the sound of people marching to the tune of a different drum. It's the sound of people marching by faith into what God had told them to do. It's the sound of people marching by faith, speaking out of their mouth what God said in His holy word. They're marching by faith in the direction God has given them. They march by faith instead of going by what they see and what they feel. Let me tell you something. This is not a time to be cautious. This is a time for us to step up with our faith and obey God. This is a time that God will help us if we will not be counted among the fearful and the unbelieving. Sad in this day when we are no longer willing to march by faith. We are no longer willing to dare to face the challenges. No longer are we really willing to ignore the odds that are against us and believe what this Bible says and begin to receive every blessing that belongs to us. Why sit on the sidelines where nothing's happening and watch others march by faith into the promises of God? The march of faith cannot be accomplished just by anybody. It cannot be done by the faint-hearted, the timid, or the fearful. It cannot be done by those with the what-if attitude. What if this? What if that? What if the other? It's not what if. It's what God said. It cannot be done by those that refuse to believe the promises of God. It cannot be done by those that are trying to please men. It cannot be done by those who live in the realm of reason and logic. It cannot be done by those who move by what they see instead of what they believe. If you're standing on the sidelines, watching those who march by faith into the promises of God, I urge you, grab your Bible and begin to learn what the promises of God say and believe these promises and begin to speak them out of your mouth. Dare to open your mouth and say, I believe God, no matter what I see, no matter what I feel, no matter what's going on, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, I believe God. Take a step of faith and start marching. Tramp, 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 as you start marching into the promises of God. They're waiting on you. You're not waiting on them. Those promises are waiting on you to get up and to begin to march. Man, march forward with the strength and the power of God. You know, I've spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's army, and that lieutenant would call that company to attention, and then he'd say, forward march. And we would take off marching. And I'm going to tell you what. One day, we were marching, and he marched to us in the first, right against a brick wall. But he kept calling cadence. We were standing there against a brick wall and marching. Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. Until the guys up here that their knees were hitting that wall, brick wall, it wore holes in their knees of their fatigues. But they kept marching because the commander told them to keep marching, and he didn't stop. He kept calling the cadence. Let me tell you why. God is calling the cadence for you. It doesn't matter what you see, what you feel, what's going on. You keep marching. You march against it. But let me tell you what, we couldn't knock that wall down. But let me tell you something. As you march by faith into that obstacle, that circumstance, that sickness, whatever's in front of you, excuse me, as you continue to march by faith, let me tell you what, that wall will come down and you'll march on to victory and begin to shout glory. I want to tell you to resist the temptation to abandon the march of faith. In Luke 20, 31 and 32, and the Lord said to Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you return to me, and strengthen the brothers. Here we see Jesus telling Peter, listen, the devil has asked to mess with you, but I pray that you won't fail. Yes, Peter did fail. He did deny God, but he wavered in his faith, but he didn't quit. That's the key. He didn't quit. Peter did not let one night of unbelief stop him from going with the Lord. Peter went on to be one of the main apostles and a pillar of the church, of the early church. Hey, listen, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy and be a cakewalk. It will not be easy, nor will everything turn out like you expected it to. The truth is, when you step out to march by faith, there'll be a few setbacks. They may even be some failures. You may ask, how do you dare say that? The reason I'm saying that is because we're all imperfect in our faith. Our faith is not fully developed in every area. I know my dad used to say, you can have strong faith in one area and not have strong faith in another area. You can develop, I'll prove this to you. He developed strong faith in the area of healing. And let me tell you what, anytime me or mom or my sister was sick, there was no reason why we wouldn't be healed. He had been healed off the bed of affliction and he had strong faith there. But let me tell you what, we were eating cornbread and beans, hardly ever had, and couldn't buy anything because he didn't have strong faith in the area of finances until God began to deal with him and told him how to have that. Let me tell you, you can have strong faith in one area and not have strong faith in another area. So build all of your faith muscles up. Did you know you can work out and build up your biceps, your chest, and leave your legs alone and they'll be strong and your legs will be weak? Hello. God will help us in every area if we'll build our faith. Don't be afraid to step out and obey God. God would rather have you step out in faith and believe him than just sit on the sidelines and do nothing. The hall of fame of faith in heaven is full of individuals who were scarred, overcame setbacks, kept going after failure and defeat, who persevere to believe God's promises. There are those that marched by faith. They were willing to fight the good fight of faith. They were willing to battle. Oh, they had some scars. And they may become exhausted, and you may do the same thing. But when this happens, let me tell you what, you can't afford to quit. You got to keep marching by faith. Keep marching by faith. Hey, wait a minute. Let's look at those that march by faith. There you will find the imperfect. You'll find the undignified. You'll find the unwanted. You'll find the rejected. You'll find those that are unrecognized by the world. You'll find the scarred and the wounded, the crippled, the battle-weary, the exhausted. You'll find those who are marching on simply because they refuse to quit. They've marched past their feelings and obey the commands of God to keep on marching by faith. They march to receive the promises of God. What are you marching for? They march to obey God's call. What are you marching for? They persevere against all obstacles and keep marching. They take the good news to their generation. They resist. They resist for settling less than what God said belonged to them. That's those that march on, refusing to quit, refusing to stop. Let me tell you what, I don't know, I guess that's where I get it from. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. And somebody said, well, you've been defeated. Yeah, I've been defeated, but because I didn't quit, I have won the victory. You only become a faith failure when you fail to quit believing God and you stop saying, well, I thought it was going to happen, but I guess it's not. Let me tell you what. You got to keep saying, I believe God no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you hear. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care if brother so-and-so said this. What I care about is what God said. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. All you've got to do is get up and begin to march. Get up and begin to march for God. March for the blessings of God that belong to you. Oh, this morning, let me tell you what, I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up. The fact that too many people are following this and they're following that and they're following something else. And then some have said, well, I experienced a setback and so I don't know whether God's real or not. Let me tell you what, God is real, the Bible is real, and what God said will happen if you'll believe it and walk in it and not stand still and wonder. Quit wondering, quit saying, well, what if? Let me tell you what, God's a what if. What if you don't believe him? What if you don't believe him? What if you don't believe him? Nothing happens. What if you believe him? What happens? Come on now. The Apostle Paul said something in 2 Corinthians 4:13 in which he was quoting the psalmist of old. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak. Let me say, read in the contemporary English. In the scripture it says, I spoke because I had faith. We have the same kind of faith, so we speak. The apostle is urging himself as well as the Corinthian church to continue to march by faith. He's also exhorting us that are reading this to keep marching by faith. Hey, if there was ever a guy that knew how to keep marching by faith, it was the Apostle Paul. He experienced all kinds of setbacks. He was wounded. He was left for dead. They tried to drown him in the sea, but he continued to march by faith. They put him in prison. They beat him, but he kept marching by faith. Hey, and Paul is a part of that innumerable host of old who have marched by faith to do what God has told them to do. Let me tell you what. Can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound of those that are marching by faith? Can you look and see of the people from the Old Testament to the New Testament that believed God and through the Acts of the Apostles that believed God? And the Acts of the Apostles ended with chapter 28. But now let me tell you something. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is still marching. We are still strong. We are still receiving what God told us to do. Let me tell you something. You need to realize that you got to keep marching. Don't care what you see. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how you feel. I don't always feel like preaching, but I keep preaching anyway because that's what God told me to do. I don't always feel like giving an offering, but I give an offering because that's what God said to do. See, that's marching. That's marching. See, sometimes we don't understand what marching is. Marching is doing what the Bible said to do. If you're going to live by faith and march by faith, then you got to do what the Bible says. You got people walking around, oh, bless me, Lord, and they hadn't given God anything to bless him with. And it's not always giving offerings, but that's part of it. Part of it is giving of your time and your talent. That's marching by faith. Oh, now I'm getting, you're not shouting like you was a while ago, are you? Because I'm getting in your playhouse. Let me tell you something. People need to realize that to march by faith is to march to what God said to do, not just what he's talking about believing God for. It's talking about marching and doing what he said to do. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. And that's not just talking to preachers. That's talking about you. You're out there in the world every day, in your workplace and wherever you're at. You can begin to be an example. Somebody said, well, I don't like to talk. Hey, you can be that. You can talk with your life better than you can talk with your mouth. Oh. Quit complaining and start believing. Don't complain all the time. Come on now. He said, I have the same spirit of faith. Therefore, I speak, I believe, I speak. You need to believe and speak and march on with God. Paul knew what it was. Like I said, he is there with that innumerable host. Those that refused to give up. As you begin to read this, as we read it here a while ago, I want to go back there for just a moment. And look at this. And what shall we say of Gideon and Samson and Jephthah? David and Samuel. Come on now. Look at these people. Look at Gideon. He marched by faith. When he said, man, I'm the least there is. But God said, I want to use you. Samson, hey, he messed up. But he's listed here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews in the Hall of Faith. So what you mess up? Peter messed up, but look at what he did. He kept marching by faith, believing God. Look at Samson, David. David messed up. Samuel and the prophet. You say, what is it saying? What did Samuel do? Samuel allowed his sons to disgrace the temple. Come on now. But he's listed here. It says here, they subdued kingdoms. They worked righteousness. They obtained the promises. They stopped mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness was made strong. Hey, you need to say, I'm strong. We used to sing a song, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. Let those that don't have anything say I'm rich. Come on now. That's walking by faith. That's marching by faith. Can you hear that sound? If you listen, I think you can hear the sound of old as they begin to march by faith. Let me tell you why. It's the sound, that sound of them that they are marching by faith to receive what God said belongs to them. I want to encourage you tonight, today, to march by faith. I want to encourage you that have experienced a failure to march on with God, because one failure doesn't mean that God's not still with you. And the devil's telling you that, but that God is with you. Just get up and start marching with God again. You may experience some setbacks, but continue to march by faith. March on through the cold. March on through the heat. March on through the fire. March on through the flood. March on through the sickness. March on through whatever it is that you're facing. Just keep marching. Just keep marching. Just keep marching. Just keep marching and letting the word of God come out of your mouth as you march. Don't be silent. Don't be, but be a motor mouth and let the word of God, as you're marching, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail. No weapon formed against me can prosper. I'm an overcomer in Christ. Nothing can come against me. Who can come against me? And nobody. The love of God cannot be, I cannot be separated by the, from the love of God. And march on, march on, march on and receive all the blessings that God said belong to you. March on and receive the healing. March on and march on. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I want to encourage you. You may experience failure, but I want to encourage you. If you have, stand up. I want to encourage those that will march by faith, no matter where God calls them, stand up. I want to say those that have been wounded and scarred and crippled who want to keep marching by faith, stand up. And that should have everybody in the room standing up right now. I want you to lift your hands. I want you to begin to say, God, I'm going to keep marching with you no matter what I feel, no matter what I see, no matter what is coming against me. I'm marching to victory, and no devil is going to steal my victory. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm marching by faith, though trials be great. We're marching by faith. I don't know about you, but I'm going to stay in this race. With the word of God, church, we're going to be strong. And I cannot be defeated. You just watch me. I'm going through. I'm going through the storm. I'm marching by faith, though trials be great. I'm marching by faith. I'm gonna stay in the race with the word of God. I shall be strong. I cannot be defeated. I'm going through the storm. We're marching by faith, though trials be great. We're marching by faith. I'm gonna stay in the race with the word of God. I shall be strong. I cannot be defeated. I'm going through the storm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Evidently, you're looking at your phone. You evidently got that while I was preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this today? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hey, everybody bow your head for just a minute. I know that the majority of us in here, we know what it is to serve God, and that's why we're rejoicing. But if you happen to be in this place this morning, and you don't know who Jesus Christ is, your Lord and Savior, I want you to know him before you leave here. Or you may know what it is to serve God, but you've sort of, you know, got off track and got detoured, and you need to come and rededicate your life to God. Anybody on any one of those invitations, I want to see your hand. I want to pray for you. I can't pray for you if I don't know who you are. That's why I asked you to lift your hand. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life to God. I'm going to look for just a moment upstairs, downstairs, all over this place. Anybody, raise your hand right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Heavenly Father, if there be one person under the sound of my voice that does not know you as their personal Savior or needs to rededicate their life, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Spirit would go with them, and they won't be able to do anything until they stop and confess you as Lord and Savior of their life. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.